shit. I did it again. I fucked up and I didn't record when I woke. Well, I didn't have time. I had something to do. That's all you need to know. What, you think I'd lie to you? And I didn't have something to do, and I just was sat there and was like, well, I do have nothing to do, and I'm not going to record my podcast because fuck those guys. They don't deserve a fresh morning podcast out of me. I wouldn't do that. I would have recorded, but I was unable to. And now it's, what time is it? It's like 9:17. So that is 4:17 back in the United States of America. And by United States of America, I mean New York fucking city. I know you all live in different places. But, I had a great show tonight. Well, great might be a stretch, but I had a string of real, they were fun, but I mean, two people audiences, they're fucking brutal. And tonight I had like 12 people, which is six times more. So it felt like huge. And I was able to do my show and perform it to a decent degree. So for that, I am thankful. And then tomorrow, Saturday, so it's supposed to be fucking, tomorrow, Saturday, tomorrow will be really good. So I think the rest of the run might be good shows. I know it's Friday night and I'm just sitting at home. Well, Jacqueline's here, so, and we both did our shows and we had some more stuff to do at home. And now I'm comfortable at home. And Friday, Tuesday, it's all the fucking same here in Edinburgh. And I don't know what I would go do. Even, I guess I'd go to shows, but they're going to be all crowded. I'll go to them on Monday when they're not crowded. And I feel no Friday pressure. I mean, I guess I could go see a movie. The Meg, Big Shark. That sounds fun. All right, I guess we'll look at the news. We've already run out of shit to talk about. Edinburgh, it's fun, but there's not a lot to talk about because what I do is whatever I have to do with as far as like meeting with people and stuff like that. I get up, I'm basically working until I go do my show, and then I do my show, and then I'm kind of tired. But I'll hang out and see people or do whatever, go out to dinner, but there's not much to report except the shows I see. And you're not going to go see them because you're not here. I tell you, Sam Campbell, he's great. If he comes to America, most of you are in America. This might be somebody in Australia. If you're in Australia, Sam Campbell, go see him. He's great. He's an Australian. I know there's a lot of Australians here in Edinburgh. And there's not a lot of Australians, period. I wonder what it is about over there that there's a lot of performers. But I don't know if it's more per capita. I'm going to have to research that. Okay, let's look at the news. Maybe there's something fun going on. Something not. No. I'm not even going to say the name of a politician of any sort. I'm going to be totally apolitical. I have no affiliate. I'm an independent. Okay. Satanic temple statue unveiled at the Arkansas State Capitol. Whew. Well, I guess is it a statue of Satan? You know, I'm gonna tap through on that headline, clickbait. Oh, I guess that does look Satan-ish. It's a goat I don't know why goats get associated with the devil. I would imagine if I was a goat, that would offend me. A goat with wings. I guess that's the fallen angel Lucifer. And a little, what appears to be a little boy child and a little girl child on either side of him as he holds up the hand, making some symbol. And it looks like he's making some kind of, hey, look, it looks like a Boy Scout, like a Cub Scout salute. And it's a really big statue. It's nice. I don't know why it's at the Arkansas State Capitol. I guess because Arkansas is hell. Have they determined the Satanic Church said hell exists here? Maybe. Oh, I'm sure if you're in Arkansas, it's beautiful. Little Rock, come on. I've never been, but I'm sure it's. I'm sure you can. It's like what? It's like everywhere, right? It's like any town, USA. What do you have? You have yourself an Old Navy. You have an Old Country Buffet. Probably a Best Buy. And there's got to be a Best Buy somewhere around there. Beer delivery men talk man out of jumping off bridge by offering him a 12-pack of Coors Light. Huh. That is interesting. First of all, the beer delivery men, that sounds like a useful. You know, we used to do when I was a kid, we knew a pizza delivery guy that would buy us beer if we ordered pizza and gave him money and cigarettes. So we would just order the pizza and we'd ask to talk to him. I don't know how that worked out. I forget. He would, but can we talk to Dom? And Dom gets on, I don't remember if that was his name. If you know a pizza delivery guy named Dom, it's probably not him. I think I'm making that name up. Although, no, it might be his name. I think the guy is dead. I believe this is also the guy that overdosed at a local motel. Anyway, we would get him on the phone and be like, Dom, get us, you know, we're getting a large pepperoni, but can you go get us some beer and some cigarettes? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. And then there you go, party right there. Beer, cigarettes, pizza. And you give him a little extra, give him a little extra something. He would also want some cigarettes. Be like, can I get a couple of those? And then you rip through the pack in like 5 minutes. But beer delivery men, the guy's on the bridge, going to jump. Yeah, I guess anything, if you're that low, anything could help. 12-pack, ice cream. If I was on a bridge, Rick, ready to do it, and someone's like, I got some ice cream, just get off. Well, I could always jump later if I eat the ice cream. I fucking love ice cream. I ate ice cream. Me and Jacqueline eat ice cream kind of almost every day on our way home. There's a Baskin-Robbins, and we've been stopping it. I got to put a stop to that. At least, yeah, for me. I'm not going to tell her she enjoys. No, that's politics. German restaurant imposes no children allowed dinner policy. Now I have mixed feelings about this. I guess this is in Germany. I don't like to be anti-kid just because I don't have them. You know what I mean? Because I remember being a kid and hearing them say, oh, kids aren't allowed here. But like, what the fuck, kids aren't allowed? I don't mean like a strip club. I mean like, yeah, like some restaurants where they don't like children. And you feel like shit. You're like, what did I do? I just want to go out to eat. I just want to, you know, have a nice meal. My mom's not the best cook. So it's either shake and bake at home and like frozen vegetables and shit, or I get to go out to this restaurant and get myself a proper meal. And then now you don't want me? What? Because I might yell a little bit. Oh, come on. Who doesn't yell? You tell me if a... If, Some adults don't come here, get drunk, get a little boisterous. Babies. It's a little more, but come on. Let the kids in, German restaurant. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm against it. Okay, one more story and we are gone. Let's see. Florida teacher diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer ran out of sick days, so other teachers transferred their own sick days to him. Well, that's a nice story. I saw this being shared on Twitter yesterday, I think. And, but also, how about you fucking hook them up, Florida school district, you dumb fuck. Oh, you ran out of sick days. Now we're, fuck off. He's got cancer. Give him more sick days. Is it that, can Florida cover it? With all their repossessed drug boats? Come on. Take care of the guy. Oh, right. It is Friday. That means no show tomorrow and Sunday. You know, I'll take the weekend off. And then I'll tell you all about it on Monday. If I'm able to record when I wake up, I think I might be. But who knows? So much can happen between now and then. But I will talk to you on Monday. So you enjoy your weekend. We love you.